people identify themselves, when they collect signatures, when their petitions are turned in, they sign them, they are notarized by a South Dakota notary. So there's enough transparency and already in the process. I think what the state was trying to do is make it more difficult for people to want to circulate a petition by providing that kind of information on a public website.